Hi, this is Kelly Saperja from Mortlach, Saskatchewan in Canada, and I'm here to tell you about Alien Outback, a new game from ESP Softworks. In this excellent sound-oriented remake of the classic arcade game Space Invaders, you play the role of Busha Bob, Australian sheep rancher and drinker of fine beer. While on the way home from the town and country pub one night, your truck engine suddenly dies, and its electrical system goes haywire. Spotting strange lights in the night sky and a commotion at your ranch in the not-too-far distance, you're witness to an invasion of the worst kind. After the purely blind luck of taking down one of the drone ships with your rifle and a little spit and gum, you've got the hardware to fight back. Alien Outback is a Windows game that requires DirectX 8.1 or above on your system. If you don't have that version of DirectX installed, you can either download it from the Microsoft website, or you can install it from the CD-ROM version of the game. You must also have a good set of speakers, although headphones are strongly recommended. Because this game is self-voicing, you will need to shut down your screen reader before you play the game. However, there may be some instances where a screen reader will come in handy, such as when filling out the registration dialog box. After you've installed Alien Outback on your system, you can play it in one of two modes, demo or full. The demo mode allows you to play 10 sample levels that will give you an idea of what the gameplay is like. It also times out after 15 days. If you've liked what you've played, and would like to unlock the full version, you can purchase a registration key from ESP Softworks. You'll receive your registration key by email. At this point, when you go back into the Alien Outback program, press F1 when at the main menu. The registration dialog box will appear. Note that when you've run the program for the first time, the registration dialog box will pop up automatically, so you can enter the appropriate information. If there's nothing in any of the edit boxes, a demo button will be displayed. Clicking on this button will allow you to play the demo. If you've entered your registration name and code, the demo button will change to a register button. Clicking on this button will unlock the game. Keep in mind that while this dialog box is self-voicing, the keys that you type will not speak. Therefore, it may be necessary to load your screen reader at this point. Once you've pressed either the demo or register buttons, depending of course on what information is in the edit boxes, you will then get a message either saying that you are playing the demo version or thanking you for registering. At this point, you can shut down your screen reader and press the spacebar to press the OK button. You will then be taken to the main menu of the game. For this demonstration, I'm using Windows Millennium with a Sound Blaster Live Value sound card, and I also have a mixer board connected to the sound card. To start Alien Outback, I'm going to press the Start Menu key, then P for Programs, and up once to get to the Alien Outback submenu, and we'll press Enter. Now I'm currently on the option for starting the game, but below that we have an option for reading the instruction manual, and I highly recommend that you do this. This is just a plain text file, and it gives you a lot of information about various keyboard commands and other things related to the game. There's also an option for reading the license agreement, and there's another text file that discusses various updates that were made to the current version of the game, which is version 1.7. I'm going to press Enter to start Alien Outback, and I've already registered my copy of the game.
Select menu item. New game.
New game is the first choice on the main menu. If you're using the demo version of the game, this will be called Demo Game.
Start level.
Start level. This is also on the demo game menu, but it won't do anything.
High scores.
High scores. This allows you to submit your high scores to the Alien Outback website. And at the time of this recording, I don't think the site is up yet.
Sound descriptions.
Sound descriptions. If we press enter on this, we'll get to hear the various sounds from the game.
Use the up and down arrow keys to listen to the sound descriptions. Press escape to exit. Blue ship.
There's a blue ship sound. I'm only going to go to a few of the sounds here just to show you what they're like. If we move down.
Green ship. Red ship. Red ship shields. Violet ship.
Etc. So I'll press escape.
Select menu item. New game.
There are many more sounds that you can listen to in there. Right now we're back at new game, so I'm going to down arrow a few times until we get to the next option.
Sound options.
Options. If we press enter.
Select option. Configure keyboard.
We can configure the keyboard if we don't like the current layout.
Configure joystick.
And if you have a joystick, you can also play this game with that. I don't have one on my system at the moment.
Exit.
I'd like to though, but I'm not quite sure when I'll be getting one. Anyway, we'll press enter.
Select menu item. New game. Sound option. Credits.
Credits. This allows us to listen to the voices of the beta testers talking about this game, and by the sound of it, they're having a great time with it, so that's really good.
Test speakers.
This allows you to make sure you've got your speakers positioned correctly, although I strongly recommend wearing headphones.
Play intro.
You can listen to the game's intro if you want.
Exit,
of course.
New game.
And now we're back to new game. There are a couple ways to start a game of Alien Outback. We can either choose this choice, new game, and what will happen is we'll be asked for our difficulty level, and then when we press enter, the game's intro will play, and after that the game will start. But let's suppose that you want to start on another level, like let's say level 2, without having to go through the first level of the game. Well, that's really easy. You just go to the next option on the main menu.
Start level.
And we'll press enter on this.
Select level to start. Level 1.
Right now we're on level 1. We can select the level we want by going down.
Level 2. Level 3. Level 4.
Or if we go up.
Level 3. Level 2. Level 1.
And we're back to level 1. There are actually 6 levels that we can choose. The only disadvantage to using this method of starting the game is that you won't be able to fight the final boss at the end of the game. To do that, you have to play a full version of the game by choosing the new game choice. So we'll press enter on level 1 in the meantime.
Select difficulty level. Easy.
And by using the up and down arrow keys, we can choose our difficulty level. Right now I'm on easy, but if I go down...
Medium.
Hard. And if we go down one more time...
Insane.
That's where all the ships basically come at you. And I have not tried it at that level yet. Anyway, we'll go down to...
Easy.
And I'll press enter on this, and the game will start.
Level 1. Wave 1.
Cripes! Where's the blight air conditioner on this thing?
Where did he come up with that, I wonder? Anyway, you can interrupt him at any time by pressing the control key. I had to move to the right there to get the alien centered. Okay, I'm moving to the right now. And I just press the control key. Now we're getting close to the billabongs. And you have to be careful that area, because if you go too far, you'll crash into some trees and you'll lose some energy. Now that little noise is my thrusters. Oh, there we go. Now if I want to fire a missile, I get him positioned, and I press the space bar. But you get a limited number of missiles, so I'd be careful about using them. If I want to check how much energy I currently have, I just press the end key on the six pack.
100.
And I'm moving to the left here. Ooh, he nearly landed on the ground that time. I guess the louder the explosion, the closer he was to landing. Let me try that. Okay, something like that. This next ship, I'm gonna let him land on the ground just to show you what happens there, but first of all, I'm gonna move out of the way here because I... Okay, he's landed on the ground. He's rising up on some robotic legs, and he's coming after me. What I have to do now is I have to fire my side lasers by pressing the left arrow key in this case, since he's on the left, and while holding that down, press the alt key. Got him!
Wave complete. No lander bonus.
Single shot kills. 9. Multi kills. 0.
Press the spacebar to continue.
Now there's another way of firing your side lasers. That method I just described, where I'm pressing the left or right arrow keys, and while holding it down, repeatedly pressing the alt key, that is if you want to fire your side lasers while moving. If, on the other hand, you want to fire your side lasers while you're in one place, you simply hold down the alt key and then press the left or right arrow keys repeatedly. In any case, that is what you have to do if an alien lands on the ground. Now that sound you heard, that went something like... I know, bad imitation. Anyway, that was the bonus counter. Now if the aliens on that particular wave didn't land on the ground, you would get another sound, which would indicate that... Well, none of them landed. If you manage to get through all five waves on a particular level, like let's say level 1, without any of the aliens landing on the ground, you'll be able to play one of two bonus games. And you can't choose what bonus game you want to play. The game will do that for you randomly. At the end of this review, I'll discuss what the bonus games are and what you're supposed to do in them. There are a couple things we can do at this point. If I want to check my current score, I can press the S key.
Your score is 17,990 points.
Could be a little better, I guess. And if I want to check my high score, I can press the H key, but I won't do that. And those commands, S and H, they also work during gameplay. Another key that might come in handy is the P key. That will pause the game. And I'll demonstrate that for you when I'm playing Wave 2 of Level 1, because I just wanted to show you something that I really don't like about that pause feature. But now we'll press the space bar and continue on with the game.
Level 1, Wave 2.
Let's go, mate.
I just interrupted it in there.
Game paused.
Okay, I press the P key, and the game is now...
paused.
Right.
Paused.
Now, you can hear one of the green ships there on the left. I'm just turning down my mixer, just paused. Fading it out anyway. So you can hear him on the left. So I guess when we press the space bar to unpause the game, we'll have to go back and get it.
Paused.
Now, this is the thing I don't like about the game is you get that
paused
message every few seconds. I personally wish that that was not in there. The music would have been fine, in my opinion.
Paused.
Anyway, we'll just fade the thing back in there, just on the mixer board there.
Paused.
Yes, I know you're paused. And we'll press the space bar to unpause the game.
Game resumed.
There we go. Okay, moving to the left there, and we got another ship there. Now, just so you can hear what it sounds like, I'm just gonna keep moving to the right. Right after I get this. Okay, and I bumped into the trees there.
95.
And I just pressed the end key, and it says I'm at 95%. And just for fun, I'm gonna shoot a missile. There you go. That time it hurt me. That time it exploded there. Oh, way over to the left. Got him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, watch your language there. when he swore there, that was because
wave complete.
I crashed into the trees there.
No lander bonus.
Single shot kills. 10. Multi kills. 2.
Press the space bar to continue.
Okay, that little sound there that you heard after the bonus counter, that meant that none of the aliens landed in that particular wave. I'm going to pause things here, and I'm going to come back when I'm at wave 4 of level 1, and I think you'll start to notice that at that point, the ships will start coming at me faster, so you'll get to hear what that sounds like.
Level 1. Wave 4.
Let's get...
I just pressed the control key to interrupt in there. See, now notice that they're starting to come at me a little faster. Basically in just about every conceivable direction almost. Okay, on the left that one. Whoa, that was close. You nearly landed on the ground, that... Whoa! Another one. Yes, I crashed into the trees. There we go.
Wave complete. No lander bonus.
Single shot kills. 6. Multi kills. 5.
Press the space bar to continue.
And we'll do that.
Level 1. Wave 5.
Okay, just press control there. Okay, now that noise there, that is an item. Okay, what happened there was the item dropped, and then I got into the center there of its beacon, and I'll see if another one comes and can demonstrate that for you. But then I got the item. I think he said I got the turbo, if I'm not mistaken. Let's try it. What I did was I held down the left shift key and pressed the left arrow key since I wanted to move to the left. This time, let's try it for the right. There we go. And it just gets you where you want to go real fast. But it's limited, so you have to be careful about using it. There's another item. I pressed the control key as soon as it was in the center. The payload is dropping. And we got a nuke thing. I just pressed enter.
Wave complete. No lander bonus.
Single shot kills. 10. Multi kills. 4. Your score is 427,042 points.
Press the spacebar to continue.
And we got them! Woohoo! So that's an example of how you use the nuke power-up. It's very handy if you get a lot of aliens on the screen there and you're trying to get rid of them. All you have to do is just press the enter key, and it will nuke them, basically. And because the remaining aliens were destroyed, that was basically it for the wave. One thing that I should point out here is that when you're getting an item, if you take too long to get into the center there, where the beacon is, then the item will disintegrate. So that is a little bit of level 1 of Alien Outback. I'm going to press the spacebar now, and we'll go on to level 2, where we'll get introduced to the red ships.
Level up. Level 2. Wave 1.
Let's go.
Just press control there. Now, these guys, you got to be careful. If you stay in position for too long, like this, they're raising their shields. Gonna get this one item here. There we go, got some missiles. In fact, let me try something here. I'm gonna just get into this guy's shield up, and he's dead, let's put it that way. And I thought that their shields were supposed to protect them. Okay, another item there. And we got another nuke thing. I just press the enter key and he's nuked. There we go, I used my turbo thing there. And we were able to get to him really fast.
Wave complete. No lander bonus.
Single shot kills. 4. Multi kills. 1.
Press the spacebar to continue.
Okay, so that is a little bit of what the red ships are like. Now, if you think that's challenging, you haven't heard anything yet, because there are some waves where you'll get two types of ships coming after you. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to pause the recording here, and I'm going to come back when I'm at a wave where there are red ships and green ships coming at me all at once. So you get to hear what that sounds like.
Level 2, wave 3.
Let's go.
Okay, just press control there, of course. Okay, now we get both red ships and green ships coming after me. And the good thing about these ships is that they're basically staying in one place, but some of these guys can zigzag across the screen, or they can warp, or whatever. They'll do anything to get away from you. Just moving to the left there. We can get that one ship. Okay, and what happened there was There we go. I lost my turbo. That's what happened there. Now, do I still have my nuke power up? Woohoo! We do! Yeah! I like using that power up. I think you get two opportunities to use it with every nuke power up you get, if I remember correctly. It's very handy if you get a bunch of enemies on the screen or whatever. That's just me pressing the control key really fast. And I fired a missile there and on the red ship. And now we're getting some green ships. Well, getting close to the billabongs. I don't like that, but what can you do?
Wave complete. No lander bonus.
Single shot kills. 6. Multi kills. 3.
Press the spacebar to continue.
Well, that's a brief overview of Alien Outback from ESP Softworks. Just before we get to my final comments, I'd like to describe the two bonus games, Meteorites and Sheep Drop, that I mentioned a few minutes ago. In Meteorites, a wave of meteorites is raining down from outer space, and it's your job to shoot them down before they strike the ground. If they strike the ground, they'll set it afire for a few seconds, during which time you'll want to avoid being near the impact zone. Otherwise, your ship's energy will be depleted and you won't be able to use your heat shield. If your energy level is at 0, the bonus level ends and you'll start on the next real level of the game. In the Sheep Drop game, an alien cargo ship is trying to confuse you by dropping sheep that the aliens have taken from your ranch. But be careful, because there's actually two types of sheep that they're dropping on you. Real sheep and cloned sheep. Real sheep sound like, well, real sheep, and those are what you want to catch by using your tractor beam, and you do that by pressing the space bar. Or cloned sheep, which sound somewhat robotic, and what you want to either shoot or let fall to their death. If you bring in a cloned sheep with your tractor beam, it will explode, and your ship will be damaged. Also, in both bonus games, monkeys will occasionally drop from the sky as they're kicked out of the alien cargo ship. Grab them all for an extra special bonus score. I personally really like Alien Outback. I think ESP Softworks have done a terrific job with this game. The audio in this game is superb, and I can honestly say that I find this game to be highly addictive. In fact, I'm giving it a rating of 9 out of 10. You can download Alien Outback by going to www.espsoftworks.com. That's www.espsoftworks.com. The price for registering this game is $29.95 US. If you have any comments or suggestions about this review, feel free to contact me by email at ksaperga@sasktel.net. That's ksaperga@sasktel.net.